10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all, this love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all, love is always right on time.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like Okito, you know, she from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sounds outside cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread. Baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy. He just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy. And she call me Chico. She said, como estas? I said, me no speako.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay, we just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you in time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing to the sea, if it's just you and me, trying to find a ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops say the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Thank you. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like a ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. Never die, man. 'Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. Keep the circle closer, it's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
All your friends are verified, acting like they're first in line. I'm looking at your life through cellophane, hoping things will stay the same. I was always by your side. And isn't it strange how we're strangers again? Isn't it strange? Pass on someone by, shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gas like kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, in Whataburger Field, it's the Rough Riders pregame show as the Frisco Rough Riders, the affiliate of the Texas Rangers, take on the AA affiliate of the Houston Astros, the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's game five of this six-game series from Whataburger Field, with the Rough Riders dropping the last two after winning the first two. The series is tied at two games apiece. Last night, the Frisco Rough Riders in 8-3 defeat at the hands of the Hooks, giving up a season-high four home runs, and the Rough Riders bullpen could not hold down the Corpus Christi Hooks. Rough Riders took an early 2-0 lead in the game, but the Hooks came back with two in the bottom of the second to tie the game, took the lead in the fifth, and then extended it with a four-run seventh inning to take it by a final score of 8-3. So the Rough Riders come in today at 24-30 on the season, 5.5 back in the Texas League South, with just 15 games remaining in the first half of play. On the other side, Corpus Christi at 27-28. They're three games back of the San Antonio Missions for the top spot in the Texas League South. The Rough Riders today turn to Ryan Garcia on the mound. Garcia making his 11th start of the season. He's 1-4 with a 7.79 earned run average. The Arcadia, California native and former second-round pick of the Rangers makes his first career start against Corpus Christi, coming off a start at home against San Antonio in which he allowed six runs, all earned on eight hits over three innings. On the other side for the Corpus Christi Hooks, it's Peyton Plumlee, a former Mississippi State product, the 26-year-old who hails out of Memphis, Tennessee, but grew up in Olive Branch, Mississippi. He makes his seventh career start here at the AA level tonight. His fifth career start, I should say, seventh career appearance, 0-4 with a 9.15 ERA. In 19 2/3 innings, he struck out 24 but walked 15, and opponents are hitting .318 against the right-hander Peyton Plumlee. Well, Peyton Plumlee starts for the Hooks. It's Ryan Garcia for the Rough Riders. The Frisco bullpen allowed a bunch of runs last night, six to be exact. The only one who didn't surrender a run was Danny Duffy, and he's our pregame interview guest today. It's part two of a two-parter. We started it yesterday. We'll finish it off today. Such an incredible guy to be on this team. An 11-year big leaguer and a guy who's a great presence here in this clubhouse, trying to make his way back up to the big leagues after a really bad elbow injury last year, all but ended his career. He was with the Dodgers organization last year and barely pitched in the minor leagues, trying to get back to the big leagues with that injury, and he's pitching really well for the Rough Riders. So Danny Duffy, part two of our two-part interview with him, that'll be next here on the Riders pregame show as the Rough Riders are getting set to take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for game five of this six-game series. First pitch coming up at 7:05. Danny Duffy joins us on the pregame show next on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Yesterday, we caught up with Rough Riders reliever Danny Duffy. We split it into two interviews, and here's part two.
We're joined by Danny Duffy. Wanted to talk to you about 2015. Obviously, I'm sure you've talked about it a million times, but what was that whole team like, and what was it like finishing it out the way everyone wants to finish it out with a World Series?
Yeah, you know, you get to the playoffs, and you want to make sure you win the last game of the year. That's the goal, right? So we were able to do that the second time around. The first time around really prepared us, and, you know, for a while there in 2014, like, I don't want to say like 15 made up for it, because it didn't. The only thing better than winning one is winning two, and you know that would be a slap in the face to my teammates out there in 14. But it did teach us what that felt like, and that atmosphere felt like, and it was definitely constructive to feel the downs and also understand what the atmosphere feels like.
What was that atmosphere like to pitch it?
It was nuts. It was nuts. And you can't duplicate that, I mean, without getting back there, man. It's just, you know, it's all hands on deck. You don't feel feelings, you just go. And I guess that's the best way you could put it. And when the last out is recorded, then it's just like a wave of emotion. And I had a blast with those guys. And those dudes I grew up with, man, my whole adult life to that point was with Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, Gerard Dyson, Salvador Perez. I could go on, Christian Colon. You know, and Greg Holland, and I'll stop. But, you know, it was really cool to be able to do it with a group that came up together and that you didn't really, like, just piece together. And, yes, we had the Johnny Cuetos of the world and the Edinson Volquez, who was one of my favorite teammates I've ever had. But, you know, for the most part, there's 10 to 12 guys there that we grew up together, and we were the best team in the world that year.
Another one of those guys, Chris Young. What was he like as a teammate?
Unbelievable. As intense as they come, one of the fiercest competitors I've ever played with, if not the fiercest, and away from the field, just a teddy bear, man. And I mean that respectfully. Like he was and is just an extremely thoughtful person, and you know, you feel that as a teammate, but you also feel it in the role that he's in now. It's incredible what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's going to continue to do.
All right, we'll get you out on this. Danny Duffy, our guest. What are you trying to work on right now here with the Rough Riders to try and get back up to the big leagues?
Well, it's been a long time, man. I mean, it's been 23 months since I've thrown a big league pitch. And, you know, last year I didn't really get the opportunity to, quote-unquote, work on mechanical stuff because I was just trying to get to a place that I could throw a baseball. I think just consistency in my delivery and first pitch strikes and quick outs, man, you know. Wish I could put this brain of mine in my 25-year-old self, but, you know, that's where we're at. That's what we're doing, and, you know, I'll give it every bit of what I've got.
I'm Danny Duffy, our guest on the pregame show. Thanks so much, and happy to have you here with the Riders.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome
Welcome back to Whataburger Field. The Frisco Rough Riders getting set to take on the Corpus Christi Hooks here in Game 5 of the six-game series. The Rough Riders at 24-30 on the season in the last place in the South Division of the Texas League. Corpus Christi 27-28 on the year. They are three games back of the San Antonio Missions in the Texas League South. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. And we start with the Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager. Here's what they look like as the nine line out. Luis Angel Acuna batting first. He's at shortstop defensively. Dustin Harris is the DH hitting second. Aaron Zavala hits third in left field. Middle third of the order, Trevor Hover in right field. Nick Tanelu at first base and Thomas Jacy at second base. Bottom third, Kellen Strom in center. Liam Hicks at catcher, Jax Biggers at third base. Once again, the starting nine for the Rough Riders, it's Acuna, Harris, Zavala, Hover, Tanelu, Sujacy, Strom, Hicks, and Biggers. Ryan Garcia makes his 11th start of the season for the Rough Riders on the mound. Here's the nine that he'll face for Corpus Christi, as announced by Joe Thon, the manager for Corpus. Kennedy Corona, after homering yesterday, he leads it off in center field. Drew Gilbert, the DH, hits second, and Zach Daniels is in right field, hitting third. Middle third, Colin Barber in left field cleaning things up, hitting fifth, Chad Stevens at second base, J.C. Correa bats sixth. He's at first base defensively today. And the bottom third, Luis Aviles Jr., the shortstop, hit two home runs yesterday. He hits seventh. Hector Nieves, the 19-year-old, is the third baseman hitting in the eighth spot. And Garrett Wolforth is the catcher rounding out the nine, as the caboose in the order for Corpus Christi. Once again, it's Corona, Gilbert, Daniels, Barber, Stevens, Correa, Aviles Jr., Nieves, and Wolforth, the starting nine for Corpus Christi. Peyton Plumlee gets the start on the mound for the Corpus Christi Hooks. He's making his seventh appearance of the season here in AA and his fifth start. He has been really tested here at home in three games. He's allowed 19 hits in just 6 2/3 innings. And he makes his way out of the bullpen right now, almost ready to get this baby underway at a Whataburger Field. It is a beautiful day for baseball, if not very, very warm, as it's been all series here in Corpus Christi. 87 degrees, but we are right on the Corpus Christi Bay, and the humidity is very, very high. 74% humidity puts this at a feels-like temperature of 101 degrees. Good news is there is a breeze, 16 miles an hour blowing out to left field. And so the players on the field and the fans in the stands will certainly be happy for that breeze tonight. It is much more bearable with that breeze blowing out to left field. And what we saw yesterday is that really carries the ball out of the park. Five combined home runs between the two teams, with four of them going to left field. Those were all four home runs hit by Corpus Christi. And that's the most home runs that the Rough Riders have allowed in a single game this season, with the four from the Hooks. The Rough Riders' lone home run from Trevor Hover. He's now homered in two consecutive games for Frisco. They give him five on the season. The Rough Riders will try to tap into a little bit of that power that helps out the offense so much. The Rough Riders are third to last in home runs in the Texas League and have only hit six over their last 19 games offensively. Rough Riders getting set to finish up this series tomorrow with a 105 first pitch. And then the Rough Riders will remain on the road. And they will take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the Kansas City Royals affiliate, on the road at Arvest Ballpark next week. Then they'll head back home to Riders Field. And they'll meet with the Springfield Cardinals, obviously the St. Louis Cardinals affiliate, to finish out the first half of play. So it should be a very interesting end to this first half. The Rough Riders are going to have to win this series really to have a chance, it seems like, in the second half, and that means, or in the first half, I should say, and that means winning the last two games of this series. So the Rough Riders and Hooks getting ready to take on each other for the fifth game of this series in beautiful Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. The starting lineup's getting announced out in front of us, with the Hooks taking the field in their white uniform tops, white pants, and navy blue ball caps. On the other side for the Frisco Rough Riders, it's the slate blue tops today, gray pants, and red double R ball caps, as picked by starting pitcher Ryan Garcia. As they run out onto the field, we'll head to a break. It's time for National Anthem from Whataburger Field. We'll return after this with First Pitch between the Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. Swinging a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
It's game five of a six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Corpus. Zach Bigley alongside you as the Rough Riders look to snap a mini two-game skid against these Hooks. This series tied at two games apiece. Peyton Plumlee gets the start, his fifth of the season here at AA for the Hooks. The former Mississippi State Bulldog has had a lot of trouble here at home, and the Rough Riders look to add to that with this starting lineup one more time. Luis Angel Acuna starts it off, then it's Dustin Harris and Aaron Zavala. Middle third of Trevor Hover, Nick Tanelu, and Thomas Ajayi. And the bottom third, Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, and Jax Biggers. Luis Angel Acuna in from the right side. Peyton Plumlee, the right-hander, is set to go from the first base side of the rubber. He's ready from the stretch, and he issues in the first pitch of the game. Swinging a high pop-up back behind home and foul out of play. It's 0-1 on Acuna, and we are underway. 7:09 with the game's first pitch. Acuna notorious for swinging at the first pitch of an at-bat, and he does it again here. Here's the stretch, and Plumlee offers in. Breaking ball high and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders yesterday falling 8-3 to these Corpus Christi Hooks. A game in which the Rough Riders took an early 2-0 lead through the first two innings, scoring a run in each. The 1-1 pitch. High and inside, it's two balls and one strike, but they could not come back after the Hooks put up two in the second, one in the fifth, and four in the seventh to grab a big lead. 2-1 offering. Acuna swings, fouls it off the glove of Wolfert, the catcher. And it's two balls and two strikes now on Acuna, the Rough Riders shortstop, who's ninth in the league in batting average, hitting .299 through 47 games this season. He's 6-for-18 in the series with a couple doubles and four RBIs. Stands back in from the right side after Plumlee wanted a new baseball. He pins the glove to his left hip, a black glove, clashing against his white pants. He's got his sign ready from the stretch, first base side of the rubber, glove at the belt. He kicks in the 2-2. Down low and inside, three balls, two strikes on the Rough Riders shortstop, Acuna. The Rough Riders have had a very good time scoring in the first inning this year. Their 37 runs in the first inning are tied for the most in the Texas League. The payoff. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The second baseman on three hops has got it next to the bat. Straightens and fires on the first to get Acuna. One away for Dustin Harris. The Rough Riders entering today, six games under 500 at 24-30, 5.5 back of San Antonio in the Texas League South. Corpus Christi, one game under 500 at 27-28. They're three games back in the Texas League South. Harris, the DH, in from the left side of the right-hander's pitch. Just outside, one ball, no strikes. Plumlee, so far through six AA games, is 0-4 with a 9.15 ERA, and it's especially been tough for him here at home. He stretches in the 1-0. Harris swings, fouls it straight back to the netting, and it's one ball and one strike now on Dustin Harris. At home, he's 0-3 with a 22.95 ERA. It has been very, very tough for him, and this is where he had his AA debut, was here at home, and it was his worst start, the 1-1. Outside, it's two balls and one strike. Faced Amarillo here at home back on May the 5th. Allowed eight runs on nine hits over three innings, including a couple of homers. He hasn't allowed a homer since that initial start, the 2-1. Flips across the outside corner, a strike, it's 2-2. But his home starts haven't gone too well since then either. In just 6 2/3 innings pitched here at home at Whataburger Field, he's allowed 19 hits. Opponents are hitting .474 against him here at home. 2-2. He swings, fouls it straight back. Even in the count for Dustin Harris, 2-2. The last two starts have gone better, though, both at Northwest Arkansas in the opener and in the finale. Four shutout innings in the opener, four innings in the finale out of the bullpen, allowing two runs. The 2-2 again. Swing sprays it foul left side. It's still two balls, two strikes. Peyton Plumlee with a little bit of work to do after starting in High A Asheville, getting introduced rudely to Double A, but improving as his time goes on. He has his sign ready from the stretch. And he brings in the 2-2 again. Curveball just high and outside. Didn't get the call. Three balls and two strikes to Harris, who leads the league in walks with 40 free passes this year. This will be the eighth pitch to him. A stretch and the payoff home. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit to short. Avilés has it, and he throws on to first to get Harris. Two down. A couple long plate appearances for the Rough Riders, and on groundouts, Aaron Zavala takes his turn. No score, top of the first inning. 14 pitches for Plumlee to get through the first two batters. Zavala's had a tough series so far for the Rough Riders. He's just 2-for-14. And the pitch on the way. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. He struck out 11 times in the series. has only put the ball in play three times. Two of them have ended up being hits. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Fastball at 92 from Plumlee, the former 31st round selection out of Mississippi State. Pins the glove to his left hip, has his sign from Walmouth. And the offering in. Swinging a broken bat roller to second. Stevens up with it, fields between his legs. Straightens and throws out Zavala at first base to retire the side in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Three ground outs up the middle for Peyton Plumlee. And we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Ryan Garcia to the mound next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first inning, and we make our way to the bottom half of the first. It's Kennedy Corona to start things off against Ryan Garcia, the former UCLA Bruin, who winds back and offers home. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Kennedy Corona, Drew Gilbert, Zach Daniels, top third of the order for Corpus Christi. In the scoreless bottom half of the first inning, Garcia winds in the 1-0 pitch. Hard ground ball down the third base line. A fair ball rolling towards the corner. Zavala cuts it off, fires it back in. Corona a wide turn, but he hangs at first base with a leadoff single. Corona leading things off with a base hit down the third base line. Jax Biggers, the Rough Riders third baseman, dove to his right, and it was just out of his reach. Drew Gilbert makes his way to the plate. Gilbert has played in three of the four games in this series. Got the day off yesterday in the pitch. Ground ball foul off the end of the bat. Off to the left side near the on-deck circle where Zach Daniels waits. It's 0-1. Gilbert and Daniels back-to-back in the order again as they were in the opener, the former Tennessee Vol teammates. Gilbert 0-for-8 in this series. Open stance left side. Garcia from the stretch, pulse side shift on the infield. And a throw over to first to check on Corona, who's 15-for-16 in steals this year. Scoreless bottom half of the first inning, Rough Riders and Hooks. Gilbert hitting just .224 on the season through 25 games here in AA. Former first-round pick. The pitch home. Way high all the way back to the backstop over Liam Hicks' glove. And that allows Corona to take second on the wild pitch. A 90-mile-an-hour fastball for Garcia. Got away from him a little bit, and Hicks couldn't nab it as it was well over his head. One ball and one strike on Gilbert. Runner in scoring position already for Corpus Christi in the first inning. This has been the trouble inning for Garcia. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 offering. Hit high in the air out to right center field. Kellen Strom backing up. He's into a back pedal. He's there, makes the catch. Corona tags from second on his way to third, and it's cut off. One out in the first. Runner at third for Zach Daniels.
Right fielder, number four is Zach Daniels.
Ryan Garcia has allowed 11 runs in the first inning, most of any single inning this year. It's been about getting started well, and the infield comes in to try to cut that run down at the plate. Daniels 4 for 16 in the series. He's doubled and homered, driven in three runs. Garcia's pitch. Fastball hit high in the air out to right field, tracing Hover back. He's under it, gets behind the ball. Corona tagging, catch made. Here comes the throw. Here comes the runner. Not in time. Corona scores, and it's 1-0 Corpus Christi. A single wild pitch. Fly out to center, allowing Corona to tag and move to third, and then a sacrifice fly. Two outs. Base is clear for Colin Barber. Barber, the number three prospect in the Astros organization. Former fourth round selection, slightly open stance left side. Garcia peels into his wind in the pitch. Fastball ripped into center field. Strom racing back, still going over his head, up against the fence. He plays it back in, but Barber moves into second with a double. His eighth double of the season. More hard contact against Garcia here in the first inning.
Second baseman, number six, Chad Stevens.
Chad Stevens up to the plate. Garcia hasn't thrown many pitches. The most he has thrown to a single batter is just three. That was to Drew Gilbert. He's only thrown seven through the first four batters. A lot of balls put in play against him. He stretches and offers. Curveball is swing and a miss. It's 0-1 on Stevens. He's 6 for 13 in this series with two doubles. 1-0 Corpus Christi, bottom half of the first. Kellen Martin does our balls and strikes behind the plate today. Mickey Smith, our first base umpire. Steven Rios Jr., our third base umpire. The offering off the outside corner, it's one ball and one strike. Ryan Garcia trying to get out of the first inning, only allowing the one run. It's been a struggle for him so far this season. Here's the stretch. Garcia looking back to second. He offers. Low and away. Hicks blocks in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Garcia on the year, 1-4 with a 7.79 ERA. Coming off a start in which he allowed six runs against San Antonio in just three innings in the finale of that series. He's back on June 4th. He looks in for his sign. He's got it from Hicks. Ready from the stretch. Glove just above the belt. The 2-1 is cut on and missed. And it's two balls and two strikes. Defense behind Garcia looks like this. It's Aaron Zavala in left. Kellen Strom in center. And Trevor Hover in right field. Jax Biggers at third. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop. Thomas Ajayi plays at second. Nick Tanelu at first. And Liam Hicks is the Rough Riders catcher today, who draws in the sign. And the 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball low and outside on the curve in the dirt. Hicks able to smother it. It's three balls and two strikes now on Chad Stevens. The Hooks with a run on two hits in the first inning so far. Stevens digs into the very back of the right-handed batter's box, knocking out a little bit of the chalk. Garcia with his jersey flapping in the wind, ready from the stretch. The 3-2, just outside, didn't miss by much. Well-located fastball, but he misses to Stevens for ball four. And there are runners at first and second, and two outs in the first inning for J.C. Correa, the first baseman.
First baseman, number seven, J.C. Correa.
Correa hit a two-run home run yesterday in the second inning. He has three hits in the series and 13 at-bats. First pitch. Fastball letter high outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. That was Correa's first home run of the season in 38 games yesterday. Hitting just 189 this season. Runners take their leads from first and second. Garcia flicks in the 0-1. Breaking ball cued off the end of the bat, up the first baseline right to Tanelu. The former Hook has it, takes to the pillow for the out, and the side is retired. But one run comes across for the Hooks. on two hits, no errors, and two left stranded. Top two coming up, Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning in Corpus Christi. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 to the Hooks. Trevor Hover starts it off. And Nick Tanelew and Thomas Sujacy. Rough Riders retired in order by Peyton Plumlee in the first on three groundouts. A soft contact against him. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires into Hover. On the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Peyton Plumlee began his collegiate career not at Mississippi State, where he was drafted out of. He readies from the stretch, and the offering in. So we're going to get a foul ball back to the screen, and it's 0-2. Instead, he started his career at Northwest Mississippi Community College. Transferred in 2017 for his sophomore season to Mississippi State and had a wonderful season there. He stretches and offers in. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-2, especially in the postseason. A big save in the Hattiesburg Regional in 2017. It looked like he was poised for another good season in 2018. He stretches. 1-2. Breaking ball captures the outside corner. Strike three call. One away in the second on the first strikeout from Plumlee. Hover down looking, and here's Nick Tanelew, who's had a great series so far in his return to Whataburger Field after spending 2 years as a Hook in 2017 and 2018. He's 4-13 so far in the series with two doubles and two RBIs. Right on right, here's the stretch, and Plumlee offers in. Swinging a high drive foul left side. Way foul, and it's 0-1. That thing way gone. 1-0 Hooks here in the top of the second. But Plumlee, going into his 2018 season, missed the entire year with a drug suspension after failing the NCAA drug policy. Stretch in the 0-1. On the outside edge of the upper level for a strike, and it's 0-2. And then came back his final season in 2019 and had a very strong year. Worked intermittently out of the bullpen and starting 16 games, going 7-5 with a 3.80 ERA. And was drafted by the Astros in the 31st round. The 0-1, breaking ball hums inside. 1-2 on Tanelew. He's been working his way slowly up the minor league season. Coming here in double A. Stretching the pitch. Breaking ball hits softly down the third baseline. Nieves charges, picks, fires across, and gets Tanelew. Two outs. Five outs recorded, four on the ground for Plumlee. Thomas Sujacy, the batter. It's been very unlike what he's done the entire season. Usually more outs in the air than on the ground, but tonight it's been on the ground so far. Only made two appearances all of last year because of injury. First offering inside. It's one ball and no strikes to Sajacy. Two out, spaces clear. Riders trailing by one in the top of the second. Started off very well in high A Asheville. Three ERA and three outings. The 1-0. Flicks across the outside corner, a strike. 1-1. And as a 26-year-old getting elevated up here to Double A for the first time. Born in Memphis, Tennessee, grew up in Olive Branch, Mississippi. The pitch is rifled to right field, down the line. Daniels racing over, dives, trapped it. And Sajacy is at first base. He stops there with a single. Daniels dove, and it short-hopped into his glove. He held it up like he made the catch, but Mickey Smith, the umpire, was right there. He said, no, it hit the ground first. And Sajacy has the Rough Riders' first hit today. A single to right field. Here's Kellen Strom. Rough Riders down 1-0, top of the second inning. Two outs now, runner at first. Strom coming off a 2-for-3 day with a walk yesterday. Doubled off the wall in left field as well. Plumlee offers. Strom swings, fouls it off of Wolfor's glove, back behind home plate. It hit off his mask as well, and it's 0-1. Strom trying to get that batting average up. It's been a tough go for him. Yesterday, great to see the multi-hit performance. He's been hitting the ball hard, just nothing to show for it. 0-1. Strike in the upper outside corner, and it's 0-2. Strom over his last 12 games hitting just 128. He digs in, slightly closed off. Stretch in the 0-2. Breaking ball inside, nearly hit him. And it's one ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders center fielder. He's been the center fielder for Frisco for a majority of the time that Evan Carter has been on the development list. And yesterday, the Rangers announcing that they moved him to the injured list with a sore left wrist. The 1-2. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill. Plumlee off the mound field. Sets, throws into first just in time to get Strom. And the side is retired in the second. No runs for the Rough Riders. A hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Bottom two coming up. It's 1-0 Corpus Christi on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Aviles Jr. starts things off in the second after a two-home run game yesterday. Rough Riders down by one in the bottom half of the second inning. And Ryan Garcia back to the mound. It's the bottom third of the order for Corpus Christi. First pitch, breaking ball high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes on the shortstop for Corpus. Playing in just his fourth game after being signed as a minor league free agent. Playing as his fourth team this season. Pitch is chopped down the third base side and foul. It's 1-1. He started first with the San Antonio Missions, the Padres affiliate, then played two games in the Mexican League, then two games in independent ball, and then was signed by the Houston Astros. been quite the journey for Luis Aviles Jr., former 2013 draft pick. The offering, the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Just to give you an idea of the length that he has played in, he was drafted back in 2013. The pitch home. Swinging a high pop-up back behind home and foul out of play over our heads. Two balls and two strikes. He was picked 8 picks after Rowdy Tellez, who's currently with the Milwaukee Brewers and has been there for a while. And 9 picks after former Rough Rider Joe Palumbo, who's no longer playing baseball. Here's the wind back in the 2-2. Outside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. 28 years old, he's been in baseball for a while. He calls time and steps out. Ryan Garcia would love a shorter, clean inning here in the second. He allowed 2 hits in that first and the 1 run. Didn't throw a lot of pitches, though. Only 15 offerings in that first inning. He has his signed shoulder square to home. The payoff pitch. Swinging a high pop-up on the infield right side. Tanalu's under it. And the first baseman backing up makes the catch. One away in the second. And Hector Nieves steps in.
Third baseman, 23, Hector Nieves.
Nieves, just 19 years old, the youngest player in the league. Left-handed batter. Garcia winds and offers. Pitches low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Born on July 8, 2003 in Puerto Rico, was drafted by the Astros in 2021, I should say, in the pitch. Swinging a fly ball into left center field. Strom over into the alley. He's there. The center fielder makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down in the second, 1-0 Corpus Christi. It's Garrett Wolforth's turn, the catcher.
Catcher number 30, Garrett Wolforth.
Wolforth playing his 17th game this season. It's been a struggle offensively for him. Just 4 for 48 and 0.83 batting average. Left-handed batter. Garcia peels back into his wind in the pit. Swing and a miss, and a good curveball down low and inside. It's 0-1. Wolforth stands back in, a former 14th round pick of the Reds out of Spring, Texas. The 0-1. Letter high fastball inner edge for a strike, and it's 0-2. Wolforth has been a guy that will catch not once or twice a series for the hooks all season. The 0-2. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow left field. Zavala coming in a couple steps. He evades the flying seagulls right next to him and makes the catch for the final out of the second. 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Garcia. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Riders trail 1-0 at the top of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
At the top of the third inning, and Liam Hicks leads it off for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 1-0 to Corpus Christi. 8-9-1 due up for Frisco. Hicks 2-for-4 in this series in his only appearance with an RBI. First pitch from Plumlee. Fastball rips the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders only hit today at Thomas Sujacy's single to right field. Plumlee's looked good so far through his two innings. He stretches and offers, swinging a foul back into Wolforth's glove. 0-2. Only 32 pitches through the first two innings of work. He looks in for a sign against the left-handed hitting Rough Riders catcher. And the 0-2. Swinging a soft roller at his second. Stevens Fields flicks onto first sidearm and gets him. One away. Jax Biggers to the plate for the Rough Riders, trailing 1-0 in the top of the third. This is the first game in the series in which the Rough Riders did not strike first. Come from behind victories for the Hooks in each of the last two nights, 13-4 over Frisco in Game 3, and then 8-3 in Game 4. First pitch to Biggers. He shows bunt, puts it foul down the third base side. 0-1. Rough Riders won the first two games of this series, though, 6-2 and 9-0. Yesterday was a 2-hour, 11-minute game, the shortest game all season for the Rough Riders. That includes 7-inning games. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive, looped to left field, it drops in the grass. A base hit for Jax Biggers. The second hit of the series, he singles to the opposite field. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. A runner aboard in the ninth spot, and now the top of the order has a chance to get a rally going for Frisco with one out in the third. Acuna grounded out to second in the first inning to start the ball game. See if he swings at the first pitch here. He usually does. Stretch in the offering. He swings, fouls it off Wolforth. The catcher back behind home, and it's 0-1. Acuna leading the league in first pitch hits with 17. He's hitting 486 when he puts the first pitch in play. Biggers leads from first. And the 0-1. Check swing on a pitch away, and he was able to hold. One ball and one strike. It certainly worked out well for Acuna, batting 299. As just a 21-year-old. The right-hander ready from the stretch, glove at the belt. He kicks in the 1-1. Low and outside, two balls and one strike. This is the part of the order that has changed around a little bit for the Rough Riders. Acuna has usually been the two-hole hitter for Frisco. He's up in the leadoff spot for just the fourth time this year. 2-1 pitch. He swings, chops it, foul back behind home plate. It's 2-2. He's hit in the leadoff spot for just the fourth time. He's been in the second spot of the order 36 times, and eight times he's been in the third spot in the Rough Riders order. So always at the top. 2-2 pitch. He swings, sends it high in the air to deep left center field. Corona racing after it, converging with the left fielder, and they collide, and it goes off his glove. And it's a base hit. How about that? Corona cut in front of Barber, who was just standing there waiting for it to come down into his glove, and he reached up and it went off the tip of his glove and onto the warning track in left center field. Biggers had to wait to see if it was going to get caught. He only advances to second base, and Acuna's on at first, and that might go down as an error on Kennedy Corona, the center fielder. Boy, communication issues. Looked like it actually went into Barber's glove, and then Corona's glove hit Barber's glove and knocked it out when we looked at the replay. No, miscommunication for the Hooks. Rough Riders will take it. Runners at first and second base, and they do say an error in the outfield. We'll have to wait and see who it's on. Here's the stretch, and the offering it. Breaking ball outside, one ball, no strike. So they go E8 on the play, an error on Kennedy Corona. Biggers at second base, Acuna at first, great speed on the base pass, the 1-0 to Harris. Swing and a miss. Good pitch diving low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Riders trailing 1-0, top of the third. Harris sitting on 4 home runs, and it's been a while since he sent one out of the ballpark. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. He takes a breaking ball on the outer edge, a strike, and it's 1-2. It's been 76 at-bats for Harris since he homered, his last one coming at home against Amarillo on May 16th. Stretch in the 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball, shallow left field. Barber starting back, now racing in, still running in, and he can't make the catch. It falls in. The throw to third, Biggers slides in safely. That's the second time in this series we've seen a big swing from Dustin Harris in a fly ball into shallow left field where Barber misjudged it, and he had to come running in, and he couldn't make the catch. Boy, that's a routine flyout in most circumstances, but it ends up being a base hit for Harris, and it's death by a 1,000 paper cuts in this inning for Peyton Plumlee with the bases loaded and just one out. Oh, my goodness. And here's Aaron Zavala, a chance to do some serious damage. Base is loaded and one out against Plumlee. Left-handed batter at the plate, right-handed pitcher on the hill. And the offering in. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. The Rough Riders tied for the minor league baseball lead with 7 grand slams with St. Paul, AAA affiliate of the Twins. Here's the right-hander's stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball low in the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Zavala has one homer this season. It was on May 18th, his second game since coming back from his elbow surgery. 63 at-bats ago. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball, fair inside the first base bag, kicks off the sidewall. Biggers in from third. Acuna getting the windmill around third. He scores. It's a 2-run single for Aaron Zavala. Rough Riders jump over the hooks. They now lead 2-1. Base hit for Aaron Zavala, rifling it down the first base line, just fitting it fair. He picks up a 2-run base hit, one out, runners at first and second for Trevor Hover. Harris up to second base, Zavala at first. First pitch to Hover. He swings, lines it hard to center field. Corona going back. He's under it, makes the catch. Harris tags from second. He moves to third, and there are runners on the corners now. 2 outs in the inning on a line drive out to center field, and Nick Tanelu steps in. Well, looking back at that Zavala base hit, it's actually a shame that it hit off that sidewall and kicked out into shallow part of right field, because if it had, it probably would have allowed the base runners to go to second and third if it got down into the right field corner, and then that would have been a sack fly from Trevor Hover. But instead, it's still 2-1, runners on the corners for Tanelu. 2 outs in the top of the third in the pitch. Breaking ball fouled away back behind home, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders trying to add on now. Their 2-1 advantage. Plumlee stretches. He offers. It's fouled away back behind home. 0-2. hits in the inning for the Rough Riders and an error from Corpus Christi. And a drop fly ball by Kennedy Corona. Runners take their leads from the edges. Right-hander stretches in the 0-2. Swinging a foul back into Warmoth's glove. He hangs on for strike three, but the Rough Riders get two runs. Only one of them earned. It comes on three hits and an error and two left on. Rough Riders take a 2-1 advantage to the bottom half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
After the third inning in Corpus Christi, Texas, Rough Riders with two runs in the top of the third on a two-run single from Aaron Zavala, and they take a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the third. Ryan Garcia, a 1-2-3 inning in the second. He faces the top of the order, Kennedy Corona, to lead things off. Corona singled in the first and then came in to score. Garcia winds back and offers. Curveball on the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. That pitch is the key for Ryan Garcia. Landing that curveball for strikes and getting ahead early. He rocks back in the 0-1. Swinging a line drive up the middle, off the end of the bat, and scoots into center on two hops, a base hit. And Kennedy Corona just hit it hard enough in the right spot for that thing to cue its way into center field. Another curveball, this one hanging in the middle of the plate, and he was out in front on it. But hit it right back up the box. So Corona has an error defensively, but he's 2-for-2 offensively. And Drew Gilbert stands in from the left side, the first pick. Gilbert swings, smashes it into right center field, hangs up in the air for Haber, though, coming in from right. He makes the catch. First pitch fly out to right field. One away for Zach Daniels.
Right fielder, number 4, Zach Daniels.
Daniels hit a sack fly to right in the first inning. His fourth RBI of the series. Daniels playing in just his ninth game this season. The pitch, high and tight, one ball, no strikes, coming off surgery. It's wrist surgery. 2-1 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the third. Garcia stretches, peers over towards first over his left shoulder. Rocks it home. Wraps the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Daniels might very well since coming off the injured list. 9-for-29. 3-10 average. The 1-1. Fouls it off the fist back behind home. One ball, two strikes. Ryan Garcia, that curveball usage early in the count has been very good, but the hanger to Corona came back to bite him. The fastball has been very effective at every level except for here at AA, where he's starting to notice that these hitters are pretty darn good at hitting the fastball. He delivers in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, blew it right by him. Back pick down to first, not in time. It's a strikeout of Zach Daniels, the first K for Ryan Garcia. Two outs and Colin Barber steps in.
Left fielder number 3, Colin Barber.
Got the swing and a miss on the fastball there. Just above the letters. Two outs, runner at first, Colin Barber, who doubled back in the first to center, stands in. First offering, he swings, grounds it to the right side. Tanalu dives and stabs it, gets up to his feet, and beats him to the bag for the final out. Great play by Nick Tanalu at first base. And retires the side of the third. No runs ahead, no errors, and a runner left on. Top of the fourth inning next. Rough Riders a 2-1 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We mosey our way to the top of the fourth inning from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Thomas Ajayi starts it off, then Kellen Strom and Liam Hicks. It's 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order against Peyton Plumlee. 2-1 Rough Riders. Plumlee's first pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air and deep to left field. Forget it. It's gone. Thomas Ajayi leaves the yard for the second time in this series and the sixth time this year. It's 3-1 Rough Riders. A no doubt about it blast to left field. Ajayi touches them all, and the Rough Riders lead by two. So JC had been just 2-for-16 in this series. He's now 2-for-2 today. He did not miss that one. And Kellen Strom steps in. Plumlee ready from the stretch and the offering in. On the upper edge, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Thomas Ajayi has had a knack for swinging at the first pitch this season. Entering into today, he was second in the Texas League in batting average on the first pitch. The 0-1. A swing and a miss. Strom cuts through it, and it's 0-2. So JC was hitting .579 on the first pitch of the at-bat, 11-for-19. And over 1,400 OPS, and that'll just add to those ridiculous numbers with a solo home run. Stretch and the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strom strikes out at a high fastball. He's out number one in the fourth inning, and Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Hicks a ground out to second, his first trip. 3-1 Rough Riders. Top half of the fourth inning. Open stance left side for the Rough Riders catcher. Stretch in the pitch. Down low and inside, a one ball, no strikes. Hicks has been very productive during his short time here in AA at his catcher position. 14 games, he's hitting 265. The 1-0. Pops it up, left side, it drips foul out of play. One ball and one strike. He has an 859 OPS during those 14 games, and the Rough Riders' catching position, usually not necessarily where you look for offense production, it's been really productive so far this season. Rough Riders are second in the Texas League in catcher OPS, tied for first in homers and first in doubles. The 1-1 inside. It's one ball. They get two balls and one strike. Of course, that has to do with Liam Hicks and his success, but also with Scott Capers and his career offensive season that he's having. 2-1. Hicks watches down low and inside. It's three balls and one strike. One out, base is clear. 3-1 Rough Riders, top half of the fourth. It's been really great when the Rough Riders catchers can provide this kind of offensive production. Hicks has arguably one of the biggest hits all season this year, the 3-1. He swings and drills it out to right field. Daniels going back at the warning track, and he spears it just in front of the wall for the second out. But Daniels robs Liam Hicks. It's a short wall in right field, just 5 feet high. Daniels was going back towards that wall, reached up, and caught it. It probably would have hit about halfway up that wall if he didn't make the catch. But Hicks is out number two. Jax Biggers climbs in, left-handed batter, nine-hole hitter. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the fourth, the pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have had production from up and down the order. Tonight's a great example as well. Jax Biggers picking up the single in the third, and then he came in to score the first Rough Riders run. Stretch in the 0-1. Swinging a line shot up the middle, and that finds grass in center. Base hit for Jax Biggers. He's 2-for-2 from the 9-hole. Biggers singles into center field, and Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate.
Shortstop number three, Luis Angel Acuna.
Rough Riders leading by two. Acuna reached on the error back in the third inning that extended that frame. A drop fly ball by Kennedy Corona in center. Stretch in the first pitch. He swings, spanks it to right center field. Corona racing after it. He settles, reaches up, makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the fourth inning. One run across, though, on two hits, no errors, and one run left on base. Thomas Ajayi with a solo homer. Rough Riders lead 3-1 to the bottom half of the fourth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
One Rough Riders, bottom half of the fourth inning in Corpus Christi, Texas. Frisco with a solo home run from Thomas Ajayi in the top half of the inning to extend their lead. Ryan Garcia offers home to Chad Stevens. Just outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Three runs, six hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks with one run on three hits and one error. Garcia's 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes. Garcia so far working on 36 pitches, 34 pitches through three innings, and that's partly because Corpus Christi has been so aggressive. The pitch, Cuddles with the outside corner strike, and it's 2-1. It's been very aggressive hitting so far from Corpus, and it's led to that low pitch count. Garcia offers high and outside. It's three balls and one strike. The offering is popped up, foul right side, out of play. Three balls, two strikes. Garcia looking for another clean inning. He's only allowed one hit since the first. And he retired the last three consecutively in the third. He winds back and kicks home. Swinging a little cue shot, foul off the end of the bat, back behind home. Three balls, two strikes on Steven. Garcia takes a deep breath, taking his glove off his hand, putting it under his arm, wiping some sweat off on his pants, reapplying the glove, looking in. The pitch in. Fastball just outside for ball four, nearly the same location that he missed to Stevens in the first inning. Second walk, both to Stevens. J.C. Correa takes his turn. Correa ground out to first in the first inning. Stretch in the pitch. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Well, Corpus Christi had an early lead in this one. They led it 1-0. That lead has evaporated. Riders now lead 3-1. The 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-1. Frisco being the first to strike in the first four games of this series. It is Corpus Christi today, but that hasn't mattered. The 1-1. The outside corner is strike. It's 1-2. We'll return home in a couple weeks, and that'll be the return of Josh Warden, my partner. He's at an uptwill today. A friend's wedding. Excited to have him back in a couple weeks. The 1-2. Low off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. He's having a good time. Rough Riders, his two-week road trips, so they can be long, that's for sure. Helps if you win, though. Throw goes over to first base, and Stevens is back in. Garcia, pretty healthy on the pitch count right now. Yesterday, we saw the longest start out of anybody in the Rangers' org on the throw over to first base. Cody Bradford threw 99 pitches, which is also the first pitcher to reach that mark in the organization. Threw eight innings yesterday in Round Rock's win over Salt Lake. 2-2 is sent on the ground to second, so JC's up with it. Throws on to second for one. Acuna to first. Got him for the double play. 4-6-3. Beautifully turned by the Rough Riders. Two outs, bases clear. Luis Aviles Jr. steps in. Seven spot in the order. Garcia winds back and offers. Fastball outside. Corner a strike. It's 0-1. Bradford spent a couple of years with the Rough Riders, the second half of 2021 and then all of 2022. Made his big league debut last month. The 0-1 is fouled back, and it's 0-2 on Aviles. Riders leading 3-1, bottom half of the fourth inning here in Corpus Christi. Always happy to see Bradford have success, and he has been brilliant at the AAA level this year. Garcia peers in for his sign. He winds in the 0-2. Off the plate away. One ball, two strikes. Hector Nieves on deck if we get that far in the fourth inning. Garcia has faced one over the minimum in the last 2.5 innings. Trying to get through it here. He has his sign. Rocks back into his wind in the 1-2. Fastball chopped to third. Biggers has got it on the run. Throws to first in time. There's the final out of the fourth inning. Nicely done by Ryan Garcia. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top five coming up. It's the Rough Riders 3, the Hooks 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
To the top of the fifth inning, Rough Riders a 3-1 lead. And a dip into the bullpen for Corpus Christi. Spencer Arrighetti takes over on the mound for Peyton Plumlee.
Leading off designated hitter number 2, Dustin Harris.
Arrighetti, one of the best pitchers in the league this year. Dustin Harris steps in for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch in the first pin. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1 on Harris. So Peyton Plumlee done after his 4 innings of work. He allowed 3 runs on 6 hits. 0-1 is fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. Arrighetti this year 6-2 with a 3.86 ERA, making his 11th appearance. It's his 5th out of the bullpen. In 46 2/3 innings, he struck out 57 this year. He offers. Fastball, rip and a miss for strike 3 on 3 pitches. He dispatches a Dustin Harris, and there's one away. Tied for the league high in wins with 6. Arrighetti also tied for 10th in opponent batting average. Opponents just hitting .214 against him. He rocks and delivers. Zavala swings and misses, and it's 0-1. A 2-run single his last time up. Well, it was great talking with Zavala earlier today about the Oregon Super Regional game last night. The pitch home. He takes down low and inside, skips out of the way of a pitch in the dirt near his feet. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. The Super Regional game 2 in Eugene is underway after an absolute classic last night. The 1-1, fouled back. 1-2. Oral Roberts took an 8-0 lead early on in that game in the third. And then Oregon became the first team in Super Regional history out of the 97 games that it's happened to erase an 8-run deficit and win in the Super Regionals. The 1-2. Swinging a broken bat, roller to second. Stevens fields, flicks on, and gets him at first base for the second out. Trevor Hover to the plate. Oregon winning last night on the walk-off single from Drew Cowley. In the ninth inning, winning it 9-8 after being down 8-0 in an incredible atmosphere at Pat Kilkenny Park in Eugene. And Aaron Zavala, the former University of Oregon Duck, was able to catch the ninth inning and watch the walk-off. He was fired up. The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike in the inside corner on Hopper, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders leading 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Well, game two is just underway in Eugene, and I'm sure Zavala is very interested on what's going on there. The pitch. Check swing. Hopper went around for strike two. 0-2. Oregon with a win would go to the College World Series for the first time in program history. Really exciting stuff for Zavala's former team, and a lot of those guys, very exciting stuff. 0-2, breaking ball down low and inside, 1-2. Hover, a former Pac-12 guy as well, went to Arizona State. He's part of the number two team in the country when the season was canceled in 2020 at ASU. The 1-2. Swinging a foul out of play left side. 1-2. Led by Spencer Torkelson, who ended up being the number one overall pick that year by the Detroit Tigers. Very talented Sun Devil team. The 1-2. Check swing roller off to the left side and foul. Still 1-2. Hover 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a lineout. Arrighetti winds in the 1-2. High and outside, we're even at 2-2. This will be the seventh pitch coming up to the right fielder. Frisco getting a solo home run from Thomas Sejasi in the fourth inning. The 2-2. Hover fouls it straight back. It's still 2-2. Hover is homered in consecutive games. 5 home runs in the season for him now. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. They play to the opposite field in the outfield. 2-2, sent in the air, foul left side. Still 2-2. This will be pitch number 9 upcoming to Hover. The lineout he hit to center in the third was crushed. Corona just able to get under it. 2-2 home. High and outside. Ball 3, I believe. But Hover takes off his equipment and heads on down to first, so I guess ball 4. No protest at the plate.
First base, number 57, Nick Stanley.
Hover walks with 2 outs, and Nick Tanalu steps in. Pitch home. Strike at the top of the zone, 0-1. Tanny is grounded out and struck out today. The pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. And Tanny calls time. Trying to ignite something with 2 outs here in the fifth inning. Leading by 2. Arrighetti from the stretch. And the right-hander whips in the 0-2. Swinging a high fly ball to left field with some carry. Barber to the warning track. He's at the fence. Jumps up. It's gone. Nick Tanalu with a 2-run homer. It's 5-1 Rough Riders here in the fifth. Tanalu homers against his former club. And the Rough Riders now lead by four. He stands at home, salutes upward. Mick Tanelu with a skyscraping shot into the jet stream to left field. It just kept carrying and carrying and carried on out of here. Rough Riders with a two-homer game. Here's Thomas Ajayi, who had the Rough Riders' first home run. First pitch is fouled back into Wolforth's glove, and it's 0-1. Tanelu with his team-high seventh home run of the season. 0-1. Swinging a pop-up on the infield, drifting out into shallow center. Stevens is under it, and he makes the catch to retire the side. But the Rough Riders strike a two-run homer for Nick Tanelu. And it gives the Rough Riders a 5-1 advantage here in the fifth inning. Two runs on one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Home half of the fifth inning coming up. Rough Riders leading 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning in Corpus Christi. Rough Riders lead 5-1. First pitch to Hector Nieves is on the upper edge outside corner. A strike. It's 0-1 from Ryan Garcia. A good offensive showing for the Rough Riders with a multi-home run game. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball foul right side. It's 0-2. It's the first multi-home run game for the Rough Riders since May 18th. It's been a while, but good to see. Five runs on seven hits for the Frisco offense. Pitch, called strike three, got him on the outside corner with a fastball. He froze him, one away. Second strikeout for Garcia, and Garrett Wolforth steps in. And since allowing the two hits in the first inning, Garcia has faced one above the minimum over the last 3 1/3. It's been great to see. He winds back and delivers home. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes to Wolforth. Garcia looks in for his sign. He's got it from Higgs. Rocks back and delivers. It's grounded foul off the end of the bat, back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. And this is a lineup that you'd want to take advantage of tonight for the Hooks. Nieves has really struggled in 8 games, hitting just 160. Wolforth has really struggled in 16 games, hitting 083. The pitch down low, it misses, and it's two balls and one strike. Wolforth calls time and steps out. Well, Garcia with his shoulders square towards the plate. The Spring, Texas native at the dish. And here's Garcia's wine in the 2-1. So we're going to foul back. Not a play, and it's 2-2. Ryan Garcia pouring in one of the best starts that we've seen in a while from him. He's had some brilliant flashes here and there, but it's about putting consistency together. He was really good in consecutive starts as the pitch is grounded up the middle, and that sticks through into center for a base hit. Garrett Wolforth with just his fifth hit of the season in 50 at-bats. Singles to center, and Kennedy Corona at the top of the order to the plate. 5-1 Rough Rider. Against Amarillo in Arkansas on May 18th and 24th, he went five innings in each of those, allowing just one run. But he has looked locked in tonight. The pitch. Corona takes down low and inside. It's 1-1, no strikes. Corona's 2-for-2 with a single in the first inning. He came in to score, and then single in the third, and he was stranded. Wolforth base hit is the first hit since Corona's in the third. The pitch. Ryan outside, 2 balls and no strikes. So good stuff from Garcia. Opponents have been hitting 287 against him on the season coming into this start. He readies from the stretch and kicks in the 2-0. Fastball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-1. Pull side shift on the infield. Double play depth with one out. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Acuna to his left. He picks, steps on the back for one. Fires on to first for the double play. And that gets Garcia out of the inning. Still, he's faced the minimum over the last four innings. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. To the top of the sixth, 5-1 Frisco. The Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom begins the top half of the sixth inning for the Rough Riders. It's 5-1. Frisco out in front. Spencer Arrighetti winds and fires in, and it's fouled away right side. 0-1 on Strom. Arrighetti with his first inning in the fifth. He gave up the two-run homer to Nick Tanaloo. There's the wind back by the right-hander, and he issues in the 0-1. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's 1-1 with a slider. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks with 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error defensively. Arrighetti, the 1-1. Swing and a miss and a nasty slider away. Strom went fishing, and it's 1-2. He calls time and steps out. Rough Riders with their first multi-home run game in almost 3 weeks. The 1-2. Misses away with the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Coming from Thomas Sujesu, who's hit three over that stretch to give him six. And Nick Tanelu now leads the team with seven. The usual suspects. 2-2. Swinging a high drive out to left center field. This one chasing Barber back to the warning track. Looking up, and she's gone. Kellen Strom touches off to make it 6-1. His third home run of the season. That baby just kept on carrying out to left field, and he's fired up coming around third. 6-1 Frisco. Top half of the sixth. A three home run day for the Rough Riders. That ties the season high. Liam Hicks now the pitch. Swinging a foul back into Wolforth's glove, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders being homer happy here in Corpus. 6-1. 0-1. Hicks swings, pops it skyward, left side, foul territory. Wolforth giving it a look. This one is into the seats. The sun's starting to set here in Corpus Christi, casting beautiful pinkish hue all over the clouds up above us. If you look along the horizon, it's blue sky all around. And then if you shift your gaze upwards, that's where all the wispy white clouds are strewn across the sky. The pitch home, swinging a drive foul right side. Still 0-2 on Hicks. All pink and orange. Beautiful sunsets and sunrises here in Corpus Christi while we've been here. I was lucky enough to wake up one of those days for a sunrise. 0-2 misses down low, and it's one ball and two strikes. And highly recommended here on the coast. It is just gorgeous with the ocean. The 1-2. Swinging a fly ball into right center field with some carry. Daniels racing after it, and he watches it bounce onto the warning track up against the fence. Hicks up to second. He turns and stops. It's a double for Liam Hicks, so the Rough Riders begin the sixth with a home run and a double. Frisco with nine hits tonight. 6-1. Rough Riders already lead it, and a runner at second with nobody out, and Jax Biggers to the plate, who's 2-for-2. Rough Riders have scored in four consecutive innings now. First pitch to Biggers. He shows bunt, puts it down in front of home plate off to the left. It deadens. Wolforth picks it up. No throw on to first. Biggers has himself his third hit tonight. Hicks down to third. Three straight hits for the Rough Riders. Time called in the pitching coach, Joe Kovliak. Heads out to the mound. A homer, double, single have started this inning. Runners on the corners, nobody out. 10 hits already for the Rough Riders through six innings. Acuna due up for the Rough Riders. He's 0-for-3 tonight. And has hit the ball hard twice. Trying to add to the five-run advantage. A win tonight would mean that the Rough Riders would take a series advantage. Frisco currently tied in the series with Corpus, two games apiece. Trying to snap a mini two-game skid. First pitch to Acuna. Breaking ball outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. A rare strike taken on the first pitch for Luis Angel. Stretch in the offering. Low off the outside corner. Checked his swing and was able to hold back. It's one ball and one strike. Infield plays just slightly in and pretty much straight up, maybe a hit off to the pole side to the left. The 1-1, way off the outside corner. Missed with the slider, and it's 2-1. Acuna sitting on just 3 home runs this season. He has a lot of power in that bat, just hasn't shown it off as much this year. Right-hander readies. He brings in the 2-1. Acuna check swing, just high on the slider. He's able to hold up again, and it's 3-1. Hicks in third, Biggers at first. The 3-1 offering. I'll have to wait. A throw goes over to first, and it goes off Correa's glove into foul territory. Hickson to score, and Biggers to second. A throwing error makes it 7-1 Frisco. Rough Riders will take it. 3-1 on Acuna, and a runner at second now. Still nobody out in the inning. See if they call that an error on the first baseman Correa on the missed catcher on Arrighetti. The 3-1. Acuna swings, smashes it down the left field line. Barber racing over. Can't get it off the warning track up against the fence. Biggers around third to score. Acuna replaces him at second with an RBI double. It's 8-1 Rough Riders. Frisco exploding in the sixth inning with 3 more runs. Acuna with his first hit tonight. It's a run-scoring double. Got a hanging slider in the middle of the plate and tattooed it down the left side. All the way into the corner and bounced up off the warning track up against the wall. Dustin Harris takes his turn at the plate for Frisco. Still nobody out. Third extra base hit of the inning for the Rough Riders. Harris 1-3. The pitch. Acuna takes off for third. It's outside. No throw. Acuna with his 25th steal of the season through 48 games. He leads the Texas League in that category. The infield comes in now. 8-1 Rough Riders. Top of the sixth. 1-0 pitch. Harris swings, tops it to first. The first baseman Correa comes up fields in fair territory and tags Harris. Acuna remains at third. There's the first down. Aaron Zavala to the plate. Frisco leading 8-1.
Left fielder number 5, Aaron Zavala.
Infield remains in. Arrighetti readies, and the right-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss by Zavala, 0-1. Zavala, a 2-run single in the third. With Zavala up, it's our obligatory scoreboard update on Oregon. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Down low and inside, 1-1. Oregon leads 1-0 in the second. On a solo home run by Jacob Walsh. I'm sure he's happy to hear that. Arrighetti readies. The 1-1 to Zavala. Inside. 2-1. Zavala had the 2-run single down the right field line in the third inning. Slight pull side shift on the infield. 2-1. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate for a strike. 2-2. Riding Zavala inside, inside, inside. Then they go to the outside corner and froze him there for the second strike. Zavala chokes up. The 2-2. Down low and inside. We're full at 3-2. As much as Zavala has struggled in this series, he's continued to get on base, walking 4 times. Trying to drive in Acuna from third with 1 out. Payoff on the way. Hit in the air out to right field. Daniels going back. He's under it. Makes the catch. Acuna tags. He comes in, and the throw is cut off. Acuna scores. 9-1 Rough Riders. Sacrifice fly for Aaron Zavala. Base is clear now. Two outs. It's a four-run inning for Frisco. Auver 0 for 2 today with a walk and a run scored back in the fifth. First offering, swing and a miss. 0-1 on Hover. Arrighetti winds back in the 0-1. Swinging a pop-up left side and foul. It's 0-2. Rough Riders in control here in game five. Another hit from Luis Angel Acuna with runners in scoring position. There's a 328 average in those instances, which is 13th in the Texas League. The 0-2. Swing and a miss and a pitch down low for strike three. Hover strikes out, but the Rough Riders score four times in the sixth inning. It comes on four hits, an error, and nobody left on base. Bottom half of the sixth inning, it's 9-1. Rough Riders out in front of the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning, it's 9-1 Frisco. Drew Gilbert to start things off. He's 0 for 2 today. Ryan Garcia out on the mound for his sixth inning of work. And he rocks home. On the upper edge outside corner, it's 0-1. Garcia just 61 pitches through five innings in today's game so far. Gilbert back in. Garcia winds back and delivers home. Check swing. On a pitch high and away, 1-1 for Garcia. This is the first time he's pitching into the sixth inning this season. He records an out, it'll be a new career high. 5 1/3 innings for him. Gilbert calls time and steps out. A rare baseball product of Minnesota, a St. Paul native. The pitch home. Swinging a ground ball, hard hit to first, right at the first baseman. Tanalu, he's got it. Takes to the bag himself, and there's one away. Zach Daniels, the batter. A new career high for Ryan Garcia. Goes 5 1/3. First pitch to Daniels. He swings, rams it foul left side. Got out in front of it. 0-1. Daniels a sac fly in the first inning, producing the only run for Corpus. And struck out in the third. Only two strikeouts today for Garcia, but he's been very effective inducing a lot of soft contact after some hard hit balls early on in the game. The pitch. Fouled away right side. 0-2 on Daniels. Nine runs, 11 hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks with one run on four hits and two errors defensively in today's game. The pitch just slivers inside. One ball, two strikes. Take a look at the Texas League scoreboard on this Saturday night. Garcia nods yes to the sign, rocks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him off the outside corner with a breaking ball. Two outs. Third strikeout for Ryan Garcia. Top of the bottom of the sixth inning, I should say. 9-1 Rough Riders. Well, elsewhere in the Texas League, all teams in action tonight. The games that really matter for the Rough Riders, San Antonio and Wichita. In the bottom half of the sixth inning, San Antonio leads the South. The pitch is hit off the end of the bat. Ground ball out to second, right to Sajacy. He's got it. Fires onto first in time for the final out of the sixth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top seven coming up. We'll revisit that scoreboard when we return. 9-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Gorgeous night for baseball in Corpus Christi, Texas. Rough Riders have scored in four consecutive innings and now lead 9-1. Nick Tanelew starts it off against Spencer Arrighetti, who winds and fires. Outside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders with two runs in the third, one in the fourth, two in the fifth, and four in the sixth inning to grab their eight-run advantage. Arrighetti rocks back in the 1-0. Flicks to the outer corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Well, we're looking at the Texas League scoreboard. It's 3-3 San Antonio and Wichita in the bottom half of the sixth inning. San Antonio leads the way in the south, the 1-1. Swinging a soft roller, foul left side. 1-2. Rough Riders needing San Antonio to lose. The game's currently tied in the sixth. Amarillo and Midland doing battle. It's 10-9 Midland in the top of the sixth inning. Midland a game behind Amarillo. The 1-2. Foul back. Tanelu just caught a piece on a hanging slider, and it's 1-2. So the Rough Riders would like Midland to win that game, for those two teams to just play back and forth, that entire series. The wind back in the 1-2. Tanelu swings and misses on a slider low and away and strikes out. Third strikeout for Arrighetti. One out of the seventh inning, and Thomas Sujacy the batter. 9-1 our score, top of the seventh, Rough Riders lead. And Amarillo just tied it up, so 10-10 score in Midland. Elsewhere, Tulsa leading Arkansas 8-2. They have a one-game lead over the Travs in the north. The pick off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. And Northwest Arkansas trailing Springfield 5-3. Northwest Arkansas, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Pitch diving low, and it's 1-2. Or 1-1, I should say. Northwest Arkansas is where the Rough Riders will be next week, taking on the Naturals for a six-game series at our best ballpark. The 1-1. Flicked foul back behind home. One ball, two strikes. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates in action today, Round Rock, AAA, meeting AAA Salt Lake Angels affiliate. It's 2-1, Salt Lake up in the fourth. The pitch, swing and a miss, got him off the outside corner with a slider. Two away for Kellen Strong. 9-1 Rough Riders, top of the seventh. High A Hickory thumping Rome 7-0 earlier today. Mitch Bratt with the win in that game. Great to see Bratt pick up the victory. Offering his low and away to Kellen Strom, who homered his last time up in the sixth. He hits one ball and no strikes. 9-1 Rough Riders. Arrighetti, a deep breath. He rocks back and offers in. Swing and a miss. Dropped a changeup on him. It's 1-1. Brad goes 6 shutout innings in that game. 3 strikeouts. The pitch. Slider. And trembles the top of the zone for a strike. 1-2. And low A down. He's tied at 5 in the bottom of the 10th currently with Delmarva, the Oriole affiliate. Game being played in Delmarva. 1-2. Strom swings, just catches a piece of that baseball, fouling it straight back on the ground. Lunging out over the plate to just foul it off. One ball, two strikes, still on the Riders center fielder with 2 outs and the bases clear. Right-hander delivers. Fastball, strike 3 called, got him on the upper edge, outside corner. Arrighetti strikes out the side in order. In the seventh. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. It's time to stretch. 9-1 our score. Rough Riders lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Second baseman, number 6, Jeff Stevens.
Home half of the 7th inning, and Ryan Garcia is back out for the 7th. Trying to become the second pitcher in this series to go 7 innings. He winds back and offers. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. His longest outing in his career to this point had been just 5 innings. He'd done it 6 times, most recently back on April 11th. The pitch, on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Beg your pardon, on May 24th against Arkansas. And now he has a new career high and trying to make it at least seven innings. He has just 71 pitches under his belt. The 0-2 off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Remember, he came into this game with an ERA treacherously close to 8. He winds back in the 1-2. Fastball fouled straight back. Still one ball and two strikes. Former second-round pick Garcia has just been fantastic. 9-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the seventh inning. Garcia wheels back in the 1-2. Breaking ball hit foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. If you haven't heard the story, Garcia dreamed of playing at UCLA when he was growing up in Southern California, born in Arcadia. Now lives in Surprise, Arizona. He went to a UCLA baseball camp, actually as an infielder, the 1-2, off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. He saw some of the other guys there were really, really good, and he didn't think he was going to be able to make it as an infielder. So he asked one of the coaches if he could pinch. The 2-2. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove for strike three. Third strikeout for Garcia. There's one away in the seventh. J.C. Correa bats now. 9-1 Frisco, home half of the seventh inning.
First baseman number seven, J.C. Correa.
Garcia jumped up on the mound in one of the last games in the entire camp. Threw a strong inning, and what the coaches saw, they were impressed with. The pitch fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. So much so, they invited him to do a visit 2 days later, and he committed right there on the spot to be a UCLA Bruin and turned out to be one of the best pitchers on that staff when he was there. He winds back in the 0-1. Whips across the inside corner, a strike, it's 0-2. Won Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year in 2019, a wonderful season. He rocks back here in the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball out to left field, coming in Zavala towards the line. He's there to make the catch. Two outs here in the seventh. Luis Zavalas Jr., the batter, 9-1 Frisco. He hasn't allowed a run since the first inning tonight. He's drafted in the second round by the Rangers in 2019, dealt with a whole bunch of injuries, missing 2020 and all of 2021. It's just 56 innings. The pitch fouled away right side. It's 0-1 in 2022. And tonight he eclipsed the 100-inning mark in his career. He has not thrown a lot of baseball, but boy, is he having a wonderful start tonight. He rocks back in the 0-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed on the big curve, and it's 0-2 on Aviles. 9-1 Frisco, bottom half of the seventh, 0-2, two outs, bases clear. Garcia looks in for his sign. He's got it from Hicks, back into his wind in the 0-2. Swinging a line drive to short, Acuna makes the catch, and Ryan Garcia is through seven brilliant innings tonight. The Rough Riders, a 9-1 advantage to the top half of the eighth inning from Whataburger Field. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023.
For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders a 9-1 advantage. What a great game for the Rough Riders tonight. Nine runs on the offensive side. Ryan Garcia has gone seven innings in his start. It's been a lot of fun. Liam Hicks leads it off against Spencer Arrighetti in the first pitch. Pass ball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders send 8-9-1 up in the eighth inning against Arrighetti, who winds back in the 0-1 pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike. We always love to dive into baseball history here on the broadcast. Today in baseball history is a fun one. 1-1 offering. This is down low, and it's two balls and one strike. During World War II, baseball was kind of odd because of the lack of young men available to play. The pitch sent in the air out to left field. Right there is Colin Barber, the left fielder. He makes the catch. One out for Jax Biggers. 9-1 Rough Riders, top of the eighth. The Cincinnati Reds were out scouting a bunch of players all over the country just trying to find enough players, and they were looking at a 36-year-old pitcher who is playing essentially what they called Sunday Park Baseball. It would just play in a park. Arrighetti back into his wine in the first offering. Swinging a fly ball into center field. This one sending Corona back into left center. He's under it, and he puts it away. Two outs. Luis Angel Acuña to the dish. Riders leading by eight, top of the eighth inning. Well, they happened upon the son of this 36-year-old pitcher, who was just 14 years old. And they said, wow, this kid's pretty good. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Low and away. It's one ball and no strikes. His name was Joe Nuxel. And they were so desperate for players, they decided to sign him. Here's the wind back in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. The outside corner, one ball and one strike. And Joe Nuxel became the youngest player in American League and National League history at just 15 years old and 10 months. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. When he made his major league debut as a pitcher in 1944, on June 10th, 1944. The pitch, high and inside, three balls and one strike. They've started the wave here in Corpus. He didn't do too well. He walked five in two-thirds of an inning and then was removed, allowing five runs. The 3-1, Acuña watches low and outside, ball four. He's aboard with two outs in the eighth inning, and Dustin Harris steps in. He then didn't throw a pitch for 8 years in the major leagues. Came back in 1952 at the correct age, you would say, 23 years old. And then pitched 15 more years in the big leagues, making two All-Star teams in the 50s with the Cincinnati Reds. An incredible story. Made his major league debut at 15 years old. The pitch into Harris. He swings, grounds it foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-1. 9-1 Rough Riders, top of the eighth inning. That was 1944 today, June 10th. Can you imagine? I mean, that's a sophomore in high school. That's crazy. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Harris watches on the upper edge, outside corner, and it's 0-2. Acuña leads from first. He stole his league high 25th base earlier tonight. The 0-2, cut on and miss for strike three. Sixth strikeout for Arrighetti. He retires the side of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's still 9-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Michael Brewer takes over in the bottom half of the eighth inning, so the day is done for Ryan Garcia. He goes seven brilliant innings, allowing just one run. What a start for Ryan Garcia. Michael Brewer deals with Hector Nieves, and the first pitch is a ground ball back to the hill on a shattered bat. Brewer jumps over the barrel of the bat, fields and underhands onto first for the first out, and it's a heck of a way to have your first pitch of the night. One away. Grant Woolforth, the batter. Nine-one our score. Rough Riders out in front. Woolforth singled his last time up. Rough Riders turn into their first man out of the bullpen. It's Brewer. He stretches and offers. On the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Ryan Garcia with the longest outing of his career. Brewer delivers in. Swing and a miss. Woolforth can't catch up on a pitch off the outside corner. 0-2. Brewer looks in for his sign. He's got it. Stretching the offering in. Swing and a miss. He blows him right by. Blows it right by him for strike three. Two outs in the inning. Top of the order in Kennedy Corona. 9-1 our score. Bottom half of the eighth, the pitch. In the air, right side, and foul out of play. It's 0-1. Ryan Garcia, his final line tonight. Seven innings, allowing just one run on four hits. Struck out four and walked two. Brewer from the stretch. He delivers. It's low off the outside corner. The pitch, low off the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. The right-hander looks in, ready for the stretch, closed off, and he pitches home. Inside, nearly hit him. Three balls and one strike. Base is clear and two down. Wind continuing to blow out to left field with pretty good pace at 16 miles an hour. The pitch. Outside. Ball four. Brewer gives up a two-out walk to Corona. Runner aboard with two down and Drew Gilbert back. Gilbert 0 for 3. Former Tennessee Volunteer, but he was almost an Oregon State Beaver. He originally committed to Oregon State. But after legendary head coach Pat Casey left the program, he decided to decommit. Pitch. The outside corner is strike, and it's 0-1. Committed to Tennessee, and originally as a two-way player. He was a two-way player during his freshman year in 2020. But decided not to keep that going, just hit. There's the 0-1. Fastball, strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-2, and that worked out pretty well for him, becoming a first-round pick in this last year's draft. 0-2 on Gilbert. Brewer rocks it home. Check swing roller, foul left side. Still 0-2. Gilbert 0 for 3 tonight with a couple flyouts and a ground out. Brewer from the stretch, the 0-2. Breaking ball pops skyward, back behind home. Hicks giving chase to the warning track, and it bounces back over him on the warning track. In foul territory, he overran it. Still 0-2. No one being captured by the wind and taken a little bit further back than Hicks thought. No air on the play. Brewer delivers home. Ground ball to the right side. It sneaks through for a base hit. Corona around second on his way to third. Hobber just hits the cutoff man. Runners on first and third with two outs. Zach Daniels the batter. Nine one our score. Rough Rider is leading home half of the eighth inning. Daniels 0 for 2 with a sack fly. Pull side shift on the infield. First toss. He fouls it back into Hicks's glove and it falls just out of it. It's 0-1. Brewer, the first reliever for the Rough Riders tonight, and there's no action currently in the bullpen. He readies, brings in the 0-1. High. One ball, one strike. Rough Riders bullpen used four men last night, three the night before. They're in pretty good shape in terms of being well-rested. Seven innings from the starter certainly helps. The 1-1. Curveball, outside corner is strike. 1-2. He brings it home way high, and it's one to make it two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders looking to take a win to take the series advantage. Go for a series victory tomorrow with Jack Leiter on the mound in matinee baseball at 105. The 2-2. Foul back into Hicks's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Beautiful breaking ball from Michael Brewer. Strikes out two and gets out of the jam. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the top of the ninth inning. It's the Rough Riders 9, the Hooks 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left fielder
Aaron Zavala. Aaron Zavala starts off the top of the ninth inning for the Rough Riders, leading 9-1 here in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's game five of the six-game series. Happy you're with us. Zavala deals with Cole McDonald, the new pitcher on the mound. Right-hander taking over for Spencer Arrighetti. And the first toss on the way. This is high. It's one ball and no strikes. Arrighetti done in his relief outing, allowing six runs over his four innings. Striking out six, though. McDonald kicks and fires. Zavala watches way high all the way back to the backstop. Two balls and no strikes. McDonald, the 26-year-old out of Iowa, makes his second appearance in the series. He allowed three runs in an inning earlier in the set. The 2-0 captures the outside corner a strike, and it's 2-1. Overall this season, an 0-1 record, a 3.05 ERA, and two stops. The pitch in. Strike at the top of the zone on Zavala, and it's 2-2. 11th appearance here in AA Corpus Christi, a 3.94 ERA, 23 strikeouts in 16 innings. The three runs he allowed to the Rough Riders ballooned his ERA a run and a half. It was 2.40. Before that appearance. 2-2 pitch to Zavala. High and away, all the way back to the backstop again. Three balls and two strikes. Getting a little bit wild. The offering captures the outside corner. Strike three call. One away on the strikeout. Trevor Hover, the batter. First pitch to Hover. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. 9-1 our score. Top half of the ninth inning. Rough Riders out in front. Hover walked and scored back in the fifth on the two-run homer by Nick Tanaloo. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down low and inside, one ball, one strike. Whole side shift on the infield against Hover. I mentioned Jack Leiter will get the start tomorrow in this series finale. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a foul at home, and it's 1-2. Leiter 2-3 with a 3.88 ERA. The lowest his ERA has been since the first week of May 2022. He has been pitching wonderfully lately. He got the start in the opener of this series. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball low. Two balls, two strikes. Struck out 7 4 innings, allowing 2 runs in that start. 2-2. Here she comes. High, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hover is homered in 2 consecutive games, giving 5 on the year. McDonald comes home with a 3-2. Swinging a soft roller to the right side of the mound. McDonald's got it, and he races to the bag to beat Hover for the second out of the ninth inning. One unassisted. 2 outs for Nick Tanelu. Rough Riders a 9-1 lead.
First base to number 57, Tanelu.
1-for-4 day for Tanny, though he's homered against his former club. Open stance right side. McDonald stretches. He brings it home. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Another good crowd here on this Saturday night. Over 6,000 yesterday. The 0-1. Tanelu swings, fouls it off at the plate. 0-2. 5,623 are attendance tonight at Whataburger Field. Straight away, defensively on the infield and the outfield. McDonald's 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him away for strike 3. Side retired to the top of the ninth inning. We go bottom 9, and the Rough Riders leading 9-1 will face the middle third of the order. And they'll dip in their bullpen again. They'll bring Theo McDowell out of the pen. We'll be right back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders leading 9-1, and Theo McDowell comes out onto the mound for Frisco. Rough Riders trying to take this series lead, 3-2 going into the finale tomorrow. And McDowell trying to lock this baby up. He'll face Colin Barber to start things, right-hander against the lefty at the plate. McDowell delivers home. It's just high, and one ball and no strikes. Michael Brewer, a scoreless inning out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Allowing one base hit, walking one, striking out two. The pick. Our ground ball foul right side. We're even at one ball and one strike. Rough Riders just using the two bullpen arms tonight. And trying to lock this baby away with an eight-run victory. Frisco falling in the last two nights, but trying to turn that around. McDowell delivers. Top of the zone with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2 on Barber. McDowell has been very good, especially as of late. Right-hander back into his wine, and he offers in the 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up outside of first and foul back behind home. It's still one ball and two strikes. Hicks giving it a look, but to no avail. Well, the Rough Riders with nine runs on 11 hits and no errors. McDowell peels back into his wine and delivers home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down low. One away in the ninth inning. Rough Riders two outs away. One down on the Colin Barber strikeout, and Chad Stevens makes his way to the plate. Stevens is 0-for-1 today with a couple walks, and the first pitch is cut on and missed on the breaking ball off the outside corner. It's 0-1. So nine runs and 11 hits for the Rough Riders. The Hooks one run on five hits and two errors. The pitch, swing and a miss off the outside corner, 0-2. McDowell carving through this middle of the order for Corpus Christi. Chad Stevens down 0-2 in the count. He stands back in. The right-hander shoulders square to the third base dugout. He's back into his windup in the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat to left field. Zavala going back, looking up, and it's gone. Stevens with his fifth home run. It's a solo shot here in the bottom of the ninth to make it 9-2. That one just kept carrying and carrying and just carried on out of here. So Thea McDowell allows the solo blast.
First baseman, number 7, J.C. Correa.
And J.C. Correa makes his way in. First pitch. Letter high for a strike. McDowell has his sign. He rocks back and offers in the 0-1. High, and it's one ball and one strike. So two runs on six hits now for Corpus Christi. Rough Riders play straight up defensively. The 1-1. Top of the zone, just high, and it's two balls and one strike. Mentioned that Jack Leiter will get the start tomorrow for the Rough Rider as well. Blair Henley will start on the other side for Corpus Christi. The 2-1. Low, and it's three balls and one strike. Henley 0-3 with a 6.69 ERA. We saw him in relief in game one of this series. Pitch 3 2/3 innings, the 3-1. Off the outside corner, ball four. Well, Corpus Christi not going down without a fight tonight. Solo home run and the J.C. Correa walk brings Luis Aviles Jr. to the plate, who had two homers yesterday but is 0-for-3 tonight. Hicks will go out and chat with McDowell. He's joined by the third baseman, Jax Biggers. Back behind home, there's some fireworks going off beyond right field on the other side of the Harbor Bridge. And McDowell trying to put an end to the ninth inning fireworks here at Whataburger Field. Aviles has popped out, grounded out, and lined out in his three trips. The right-hander's first offering on the way. Down low and inside with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. No action in the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line. This is McDowell's inning with the Rough Riders still leading by 7. He brings in the 1-0. High, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. This is a good opportunity for McDowell just to buckle in. A non-pressure inning, with it being such a big lead. Gives up the home run, but facing the bottom of the order now. Avilés in the 7th spot. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Out in front off the outside corner. 2 balls and 1 strike. Hector Nieves is on deck. Nieves is 0-for-3. And just 4 for his first 28 in 9 games played here in AA. The 2-1. Swinging a drive down the left field line and foul. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With 1 out, a double play would end the game. The Rough Riders play that way defensively up the middle with Sajacy close to the bag at 2nd. Acuna playing in the pole side shift, just slightly off to the right of normally where he would play at shortstop. McDowell readies from the stretch and brings in the 2-2 pitch. Here she comes. Low and away. We're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes, and McDowell has thrown a bunch of pitches here in the 9th inning. This is his 18th offering. He kicks it home. Swing and a drive. Deep left field. That one is long gone. Luis Avilés Jr. with his 3rd home run in the last 2 games. It's a 2-run shot to make it 9-4. Rough Riders out in front, but the Hooks threatening here in the 9th inning. It's now a 5-run lead for the Rough Riders, their 2nd home run of the inning. 5 combined homers tonight between the 2 teams, just like last night. Luis Avilés Jr. has been a one-man wrecking crew. And here's Hector Nieves. Still 1 out, the pitch. High and away, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Still no action in the Frisco bullpen. McDowell rocks in the 1-0. Down low and inside, nearly hit him. 2 balls and no strikes. See if McDowell can lock in right here. The right-hander rocks back in the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Curveball inside. Got Nieves to swing over the top of it, and the 19-year-old has a 2-1 count to his name. Pull side shift on the infield, the 2-1. High all the way back to the backstop, 3 balls, 1 strike. This crowd trying to get in McDowell's head. Still a 5-run game. It's nothing to be terribly worried about to this point. The 3-1. But you can't do that. Inside for ball 4. Don't want to give up 3 base runners. That's the 2nd walk of the inning for McDowell. And Garrett Wolforth steps up to the dish. And now the Rough Riders will start to get action out of their bullpen. It's Aiden Anderson who starts to throw. So Anderson will get loose, and John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, walks with some intent out to the mound to talk to McDowell, who stands there, waits for him to come to the hill. And Goble puts his arm around him, trying to settle him down just a little bit. The free passes are what are going to kill you. It's okay to give up a solo home run in the 9th inning when you're up by 8. But the walk and then the 2-run home run and then another walk of Nieves, that's the dangerous thing. So Aiden Anderson warming up in the bullpen now for the Rough Riders. And trying to settle this thing down. Still just 1 out of the 9th inning. 9-4, Rough Riders lead it. And Goble is back to the dugout. Garrett Wolford one for three today with a single. That base hit was just his fifth in 51 at-bats. He's hitting 098 on the season. First pitch on the way from McDowell. He swings, lines it up the middle into center for a base hit. Nieves around second on his way to third. And there are two aboard with runners on the corners and one out. Well, it just continues for Corpus Christi in this bottom half of the ninth inning. Got a pitch at the top of the zone, elevated, and served it into center field for a base hit. Nieves easily made it to third without a throw. Top of the order in Kennedy Corona, the seventh man up in the inning. McDowell from the stretch, and he brings it home. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. Again, still a five-run lead for the Rough Riders, 9-4. But a couple more hits strung together and things could be getting very interesting here in Corpus. McDowell ready. And the 1-0 pitch. Corona swings, grounds it to short. Acuna's got it on to second for one. On to first. Got him for the double play. And the Riders win. Frisco wins it 9-4 and got a little bit hairy down the stretch. But McDowell able to close it out. And the Rough Riders take a 3-2 series advantage with a 9-4 win over the Corpus Christi Hooks in Game 5. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back. Once again, Riders win it 9-4 on this Saturday night from Whataburger Field. We'll be back on the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Whataburger Field. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 9-4 over the Corpus Christi Hooks, and they improved to 25-30 on the season, and hopefully 4.5 games back of the San Antonio Missions. We'll have to check on the Missions in our next segment on our out-of-town scoreboard here on the postgame show. Final line score for both these teams, 9 runs on 11 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. Corpus Christi with 4 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors tonight. The Rough Riders fell behind early to Corpus 1-0. In the first inning, Kennedy Corona got aboard with a base hit, and Zach Daniels had the sacrifice fly in the first inning to make it 1-0 against Ryan Garcia. That's all he would budge, though, only allowing the one run over 7 innings in brilliant work from Garcia to pick up the victory, his second on the season. That was amazing to see from the Rough Riders' starting pitcher. The offense got going for Frisco in the third. Aaron Zavala with a 2-run single to start that scoring and give the Rough Riders a 2-1 lead. And then the Rough Riders would score in 4 consecutive innings. Solo home run from Thomas Ajayi in the fourth. A 2-run shot from Nick Tanelu in the fifth. And then in the sixth inning, they scored four times with Kellen Strom, a solo home run to lead things off. And then the Rough Riders just kept on chugging away. An RBI double from Luis Angel Acuna. Another run came in to score on an error. And Aaron Zavala finished off with a sac fly to make it 9-1. Corpus Christi made it a little bit scary in that bottom half of the ninth inning, scoring three times on a solo home run from Chad Stevens and a two-run shot from Luis Aviles Jr. But Kennedy Corona grounded into a 6-4-3 double play to finish it off as Theo McDowell was able to get out of the inning. So the Rough Riders win by a final score of 9-4. 2:26, our final game time tonight in front of 5,623 at Whataburger Field. We'll take another break, finish off the postgame show, and we come back with a look at our out-of-town scoreboard and a look at our starting pitcher matchup for tomorrow's series finale at 1:05. We'll take a break, come right back to Whataburger Field to put a bow on it right after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to Whataburger Field one final time on this Saturday night. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 9-4 as we take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard and take a look at the Texas League. Only one game currently going on. It's a slugfest out in Midland. Amarillo leading 13-10 over Midland in the top of the ninth inning. If Amarillo wins that, they'd go to 28-28 and jump over the top of Corpus Christi, who losing tonight against the Rough Riders fall to 27-29. Midland would go to 26-30, and the Rough Riders only be a half game back of the Midland Rockhounds. So an opportunity to jump over the top of Midland with a win tomorrow in the series finale, potentially. The finals around the league, San Antonio, they win it over Wichita 5-3, so they stay 5.5 games above the Rough Riders as they move to 31-25 with a victory atop the Southern Division in the Texas League. Elsewhere, Arkansas pummeled by Tulsa 11-2, meaning Tulsa now has a two-game lead over Arkansas in the Texas League North Division. And Springfield downs Northwest Arkansas 5-3, the final score at Hammonds Field in Springfield. As for the Texas Rangers organization, Salt Lake City hosting Round Rock at the AAA level. Salt Lake City, the Bees, they're the AAA affiliate of the Angels, and they lead 2-1 in the top half of the seventh inning. Everyone else is final, including High A Hickory. They pummeled Rome, the Braves affiliate at the High A level. Mitch Bratt picking up the win, the top 30 prospect, going six shutout innings in that start. And OA down east, a 7-5 victory over Delmarva in 11 innings, going extras against the Orioles affiliate at the low A level. As for the Rangers at the big league level, they win it over the Rays to tie that series up at a game apiece. 8-4, the final score there. Tampa Bay getting four runs in the fourth inning, but that's it as Nathan Eovaldi goes to 9-2 with the victory. He has been so good as the ace for the Rangers this season. The Rangers go to 41-22 on the season. It's been fantastic stuff for Texas this season, and they continue it against the best team record rise in the American League. Well, the Rough Riders will finish off this series tomorrow against the Hooks at 1:05 matinee baseball on a Sunday, and we will have that finale for you right here on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll be on the air at 12:50 for the pregame show. Jack Leiter will get the start for the Rough Riders, his second start of the series after he went four innings, allowing two runs on two hits with seven strikeouts in the opening game of this series. Blair Henley, who worked in relief in that game, he'll start for Corpus Christi, 0-3 with a 6.69 earned run average on the season for Corpus. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for our very gracious hosts here in Corpus Christi, for my broadcast partner Josh Warden, and for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 12:50 p.m. for the pregame show and 1:05 for first pitch for the Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Once again, the Rough Riders win it by a final score of 9-4 on this Saturday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!